We're featuring on 99.9 MyFM the candidates for the 2022 municipal election. Today we're speaking with Ward 2 councillor candidate John Paul Jackson. JP, glad to have you with us today. How has the campaign trail been going?
It's a good question. I'm actually quite happy with the way things are going. They're not slamming doors in my face, and that's a good start. People are actually wanting to hear what's going on. A lot don't have the time to follow all of our municipal politics, and so when I do knock, they do want to get informed before they cast their ballot.
And of course, you ran in the last municipal election for the mayor. What made you decide to run in for to become part of council once again?
Well, I could have let my ego get in the way and run for mayor again, but I don't believe I would have been successful. And so many people asked me, encouraged me to be a voice at the table that was missing. And so that was the main impetus, to simply become a voice at the table. And there's a myriad of other reasons, but that voice is missing. And we've got so much that needs to be done in the municipality. You know, things like offering tax breaks to our seniors and low-income families that are falling below the poverty line, or offering community improvement grants to new and existing businesses, or even creating a waste diversion program that addresses the aging waste sites we have, two of which are supposed to close within the next couple of years. These are things that are not being talked about at the council table, and that's what I'm hoping that I can do, is bring some ideas forward and have councillors say, hey, what if?
And we talked about, if you get elected back onto council once again, what exactly will you be focusing on? Is there one particular thing? Is there a number of issues that you want to tackle?
But it always starts with reliable and affordable internet service. If we can't get that in our township, the idea of expanding our business space or even getting more home development is going to be hindered. So it really has to start with reliable, affordable internet service provided throughout the whole of the township.
Everybody's been kind of really wanting to talk about what the plan is going to be with affordable housing. What's your take on all of that?
With the community improvement plan, if you're asking about affordable housing first, but with the community improvement plan, what we can be doing is offering Main Street business owners that have upper-level floors to their existing facility, offering them grants that they would be able to use to turn those upper-level floors into residential units. That would help ease some of our housing shortage, and obviously those grants would be tied into making sure that the new residential suite that would be built would be based on an affordable housing model. But when it comes to internet, the idea that I've had and that Rideau Lakes implemented in 2019 and now has almost 50% of their municipality covered in fiber optic involves a P3, private and public funding. And it's actually quite simple. We just find a service provider, for example, Lansdowne Telephone, and we say, look, we need you to help us get this across the whole of the municipality. You take a hit on the front end by building the infrastructure, recognizing that at the end of the day, you're going to have a larger customer base. It also means us as a municipality throwing in some funding. This past council was willing to put in $3 million, and we should still be willing to put that money in. And it also means that the customer has to recognize that there's going to be a cost at the front end. You know, and just as a caveat to all of this, Starlink right now costs about $680 for the hardware. We could give every single home in this municipality a Starlink dish, and it would be about $3 million. So there's a myriad of solutions out there that can be implemented. We just need to start talking about it again.
And while we have you here, JP, is there anything else that you would like your supporters to hear?
Just get out and vote. Let's do better than 40% at the polls. Residents don't seem to realize that they wield so much power when it comes to voting at the municipal level. Each vote cast helps change the lives of 10,000 people in our community. That's the kind of power you have, and yet we don't get people out the same way they get out and vote for the provincial and and federal elections. So that's my hope, is that we can get above that 40% mark.